Okay, great. Wahegudu, welcome to August 19th, 2014. And I did mute the callers. Finally learned how to do that. Thank you. You can unmute yourself with star 6. So we'll just trust that I'm being heard. Okay, great. Yay. So what we were kind of just discussing as a group today is the field of the light workers. And we are in Leo. We have another beautiful week of this opening heart energy, connecting with the heart light of ourselves, of the world. And so what we were talking about is the field that we're creating as light workers, and how we've been, many of us have been kind of underground, although there's, you know, light, definitely lots of light workers that are recognized. You know, we can think of some of the big names. But there's many of us that are just working quietly behind the scenes. And what we were talking about is there's many reasons for this. And one of the reasons has been that there's been other lifetimes where it really wasn't safe to be a light worker and to put yourself out there. And many of us have had past life experiences where, you know, burned to the stake, other, you know, traumatic experiences. So we decided as a group to work underground, but there's a cohesion. There is a group energy of those that have the same intention, even though we don't know everybody personally, but the intention to uplift the planet and to move the planet into the Aquarian Age so Gaia herself can be a planet that's filled with love and light, and beautiful people have access to beautiful frequencies and get their needs met for food and shelter and on up, moving into a space where everybody has an opportunity to connect their spirit and their light and to move into a world that supports people being in their heart chakra, a world of love. So it's the same intentionality, but we haven't all got together and said, okay, you know, we're going to focus on this intention. We decided that intention before we came into this specific incarnation, which is the bridge between the Piscean and the Aquarian Age, the end of the Kali Yuga, the alignment, the galactic alignment of the 26,000-year cycle of the central sun with our sun, whatever cycle it is that we're wanting to understand or move with, it's the band of light workers, which I'm hearing Yogi Bhajan say. You could say it's, I was almost thinking a band of angels, and he could say, yeah, it's a similar frequency. The band of light worker angels that incarnated as a group with the same intention is now reaching critical mass where we will sweep onto the planet and be more seen and create bigger changes. So I'm feeling this wave about to birth itself to the next level, to the next frequency of being seen, and that's the astrology that we're in right now. We're in Leo. We have another beautiful week of Leo. And we have Jupiter in Leo for a whole year. So let's just ride the wave of this beautiful Jupiter expansion, heart energy, light energy. This is the time. This is the year. This is the moment of after 26,000 years of being splintered and hiding and, you know, in my many, many assessments of past life work. I've seen past life after past life, and I would say that one of the most, factors that's the same is that people have, including myself, but people have incarnated and felt really alone. There's been one brave soul who, you know, incarnated and was trying to help the village or help the women. So there's been a lot of isolation in the light worker incarnations, but now I'm feeling this frequency of unity consciousness, of us being able to really see each other and work with each other and trust that this lifetime is a fruition for the ground truth, shall we say, the boots on the ground, those that jumped in. And as we were saying, those who made it through these different lifetimes to get the light, to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So here we are. These few days, especially Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we've got Sun, Mercury, Venus, Black Moon, Lilith, and Jupiter. Remember, we said we have Jupiter and Leo for a year. All lined up right now. So breathe into this feeling of hope. Breathe into this feeling of expansion. And draw upon that and pull that into our cellular configuration. Because right now, what Yogi Bhajan Siri thinks of, in terms of our tantric transmission divine activation, he's saying he wants to bring like cellular reconfiguration. So he's saying every cell in your body can be reconfigured to the frequency of love, to the frequency of divine love, not just love, because, you know, love's one of those words like light. It can mean anything. But be configured to the frequency of divine love. This is the opportunity in this moment, just one more week in Leo, these last few days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have the alignment with, let's say what that is again, Sun, Mercury, Sun's the light, the expansion, Mercury, the mind, how we think about ourselves, how we think about the world. What if the world's not a scary place anymore? What if as a group we could just bring that feeling to lots of people that the world's a safe place? Oh my gosh. Mercury, Venus, how we express our love in the world. Beauty, harmony, flowers, plants. Black Moon Lilith, the suppressed, repressed divine feminine. What if that's brought into the light so the mother can be exalted? The women can be exalted. Women can be safe on the planet. Oh my gosh. And Jupiter and Leo. Wow. So this is the time to really anchor in those intentions, anchor in those frequencies, anchor in that reconfiguration, anchor in that tantric transmission in the cells of your body at this moment, on this call, during this week, during this year of Jupiter and Leo. So just breathe into that. Anchor in that configuration. Wow. Yeah, I'm seeing it as really six-dimensional, sacred geometry interface. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? I did star 5. Still hearing someone. Okay. So feel that. And we're feeling that closer and closer. So feel that divine, geometric, sacred configuration. So all your cells can be vibrating with pure divine love. And right now he's helping us release the fears of lifetimes that kept us from our connection in our bodies with the pure divine love. So just feel that come into you. There you go. That's it. There you go. That's it. Just as I was saying earlier, there's been lifetimes where there was physical reasons that it was really difficult to feel that divine connection. It wasn't safe, but now it is. So feel that now. Good. Yeah, okay, I'm feeling that move into the field, into the frequency. Like if you put, dye in water and you watch it go out, that's what I'm seeing right now. The dye of these thoughts, the crimson thoughts, the bright, the blood of new life, if we want to use an expression, going into the field. Like the frequency of divine love moving through the ethers. And it just goes out for all those who can breathe that in, who need that. Yay, okay. Oh my gosh. That's so wonderful. So that's the tantric transmission calibration to align your cellular frequency with the geometric star configuration. The symbol for the heart chakra is the star, the six-pointed star, right? The lower, and yogically we say the lower and the upper triangle meet at the heart chakra, and when they do, when heaven and earth meets at our heart chakra, the star of David, it begins to spin interdimensionally. So the cellular realignment with the divine is actually spinning out from our own heart chakras. Yogi G is saying, nothing's being done to you. We're just allowing the heart chakra to become activated and reconfigure it so it's spinning out, it's spinning out, it's spinning in, it's spinning in. It's an equal spin. It's an interdimensional portal. The heart chakra has the potential to be a divine interdimensional portal between heaven and earth, that we hold that frequency. We hold the space to allow these frequencies to come onto the planet, be transmitted out when we can feel safe. Okay, so breathe into that. Beautiful, beautiful. There we go, there we go. Okay, nice. Thank you. So this is the point of balance. And when we can balance this, whatever needs to be balanced, releasing the fear, it starts spinning. And then it's the spin that creates the cellular regeneration, the cellular realignment, the rejuvenation, the happiness. Because when we're connected with our souls, the light of our souls, that's where our true happiness is. That's where joy is. That's where bliss is, because that's non-conditional happiness. Our soul doesn't have conditions on things. Our soul is connected with the infinite, so there's no conditions. Like, okay, if you're this way or that way, then you can be happy. If you pass this exam in school, or if you make so much money, or whatever it is, our soul is in the space of infinite bliss and happiness. That is the field that our soul lives in. So we can elevate ourselves to that field, that dimension, where the Ascended Masters live, which is where we are right now on this call. We're just streaming bliss through ourselves, through our bodies. So just breathe into that. And what our soul wants more than anything is just to be able to be reunited with our own bodies, because there's been so much fragmentation because of so many lifetimes where the soul basically was not welcome. The light of the soul, the love, the healing wasn't welcome. So the soul kind of hangs out. It doesn't always connect with the body. So, you know, there's a lot of Hollywood shows that. There's what? A lot of movies about zombies? I don't know what, Invasion of Body Snatchers? Those are just bodies that don't connect with their souls, and I know Hollywood makes it up there, whatever they are. But I'm just using the term, saying that Yogi Bhajan tells us that the soul wants to come into the body, but we have to feel safe. We have to allow the soul to enter through our heart chakra. We have to feel the connection with divinity, and we have to know that we have a divine soul. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, there it goes. And so wiggle your toes, feel it all the way down to your toes. There you go. Mm-hmm. Good, good, good. All right. Yay, yeah. So we've got, as we said, Jupiter and Leo. So Jupiter, the planet Jupiter has a 12-year cycle, which means it goes through each sign for a year. So we have Jupiter in Leo, so that's the fifth house. So that's expression, fun, dance, harmony, beauty. Like we said, we've got Leo lined up with Venus. So whatever feels divinely beautiful to you, you know that you're seen through the eyes, through the alignment, through your heart, seen through your heart, connected with your soul, through the eyes of the divine. You're seeing the world. So whatever feels beautiful to you. I just kind of had a fun little encounter the other day, I was actually, for a short period of time, I was at a hot springs near here. Just ran up for a little time. And I was in the water. It was beautiful. And I saw something I'd never seen before, which was an orange dragonfly. And I thought it was kind of some sort of little new kind of mini ET or something. Anyway, it was circling around the water, and it flew right by me. I mean, close to me, like within, I'd say an inch, right in front of my eyes, and it circled me a few times. And I knew that it was checking me out or blessing me or something. But I felt so kind of excited in that moment to be in the beautiful healing water of the mother, unchlorinated spring water, had this beautiful orange dragonfly circling around me. It wasn't threatening. I knew it wasn't going to bite me. It was really fun. And I knew it was aware of me. I knew it was noticing me, I don't know what, sending me a message, but it was one of those very connected with the Mother Divine synchronous moment where, like, wow, I could feel really great in beauty, in my body, in this moment, safe, feel that light, feel that love. It was sunny. I was away from the city. And that's, for me, was an example of my soul connecting with my body, my being able to be incarnated and feel great in my body and feel the divine, feeling connected with the mother, feeling connected with the earth, feeling connected with my body. I was relaxed, I was in the water, and I got to have this beautiful experience with an orange dragonfly. So there's a little Jupiter, one little tiny Jupiter and Leo experience. So you can think of your own Jupiter in Leo experiences. So beautiful, beautiful. So let's just breathe into that. And allow just one more little astrological thing. I like to break it down to what's the most important configurations, because otherwise I just get so confused with all the planets. So I like to look at what our biggest influences are and talk about what that really means to us that we can relate to. Otherwise, I hear so many astrologers and they just say, oh, this is happening and that's happening, and I'm thinking, okay, I have no idea what that means to me. We have, I'll just say one more piece, and then we have Chiron, the wounded healer. In other words, what the wounds we need to heal in ourselves. And I've been talking about the personal and collective wounds, which is having lots of lifetimes where we came as light workers, but it wasn't safe to be seen, and many lifetimes ended in not very happy ends. So Chiron is a 51-year cycle, and it's now in Pisces, the 12th house, the 12th sign of the zodiac, where we connect with our divinity. So our healing is connecting with the divine, connecting with our
Yes, we lost her. He was just getting good, Chiron in Pisces, for 51 years. I wanted to hear more.
He'll be back.
How are you?
I'm good. I'll send her.
Okay, sorry, yeah. So that was kind of an intense moment where we were really, thank you, yeah, I got the text, where we were, because I'm watching my phone now, as opposed to just being so off in divine spiritual la-la land that I am not paying attention to 3D. So that was a transmission right there from Yogi Bhajan, and the transmission is to feel the connection with our souls in our bodies. That's the divine tantric transmission reconfiguration. So he just gave us like a big burst of light right then, and the phone disconnected. It was a little more than the satellite could handle, I guess. I'm not myself on. Okay, so just breathe into that. He's just saying, okay, here it comes again. We were talking about Chiron, the wounded healer, so that it's a 51-year cycle. And Chiron is in Pisces, the 12th house. And that our healing, individually and collectively, okay, he's sending the burst through. It's like a solar burst. It's an ascended master solar burst. Okay, wow. I'm blinking my eyes. Okay, good. Wow. Good. That's it. Feel it. I was saying, feel it in your toes. Wiggle your toes. The healing is, let me see if I can talk. It's a lot of energy. It's beautiful. It's very softening. The healing is to feel the divine light, harmonious beauty, connection with the mother of our souls, connecting in our bodies, that it's safe in this incarnation for us to do that. So right now, the burst he's sending through is healing, and us receiving that is helping to heal the whole field for those light workers that aren't on the call at this time. We're putting that feeling of safety to allow our divine love to come through our physical bodies in this incarnation. Okay, good. So yeah, that's the Chiron moment. So it's a 51-year cycle. To be in this exact moment with Jupiter and Leo and Chiron and Pisces, 51-year cycle. So I don't know when this exact configuration is going to happen again, but we got it now. Oh, thank you. Good. All right. Beautiful. Okay. Breathe into that. Okay, so when we connect with our souls in our bodies, through our heart chakra, through every cell, what are we doing? What are we trying to do? We're trying to feel our infinite connection with our souls, with the divine, in connection with infinite, which is beyond any karmic imprints. So when you feel what we're feeling right now, whatever karmic imprints there are there that have held you back, this is the moment to just go through them. Maybe you're seeing some experiences coming up for you. Maybe you're remembering something. Maybe it's a past life. Maybe you don't know what it is, but you just feel uncomfortable. So just move that part of your body and breathe into it. And because with this burst, this tantric transmission, Yogi Bhajan just gave, he's saying, he's giving us a boon, like a spiritual gift, which he's just taking away karmic imprints right now. Nothing could be more special than that. So just breathe into that and allow your karmic, any karmic imprints to be dissolved. And know that you are divine. You are the light of the divine, and you're meant to be here. And let that light shine through you at this time. Beautiful. So you're representing the infinite. You're representing the goddess, the godly aspects of the divine. That's what you're here to do. So whatever you, however you like to do that, is beautiful. Whatever your gifts are, it's the light that comes through. So, yes, we are human and we are divine. We are the light. Beautiful. All right. Good. So, the mantra that the master wants us to do today is Sa Re Sa Sa. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So Sa Re Sa Sa. Sa Re Sa Sa. Sa Re Sa Sa. Sa Rung. Hare Hara Hara. Hare Hara Hara. Hare Hara Hara Hara. So what does that mean? It means the infinite totality is here. It's everywhere. This is what Tony is going to work with us today. So he said, this is the mantra, because I was thinking of another one. He goes, no. Thank you, sir. the infinite totality is here, it's everywhere. The creativity of the infinite, of God, of Goddess is here. It's everywhere. So that's the field. When we live in the field of Sa Re Sa Sa, so that's the mantra we're going to be chanting in a moment and for the week. Sa means infinite, the totality, God, everything. It's the element, it comes from the element of ether, the etheric field, where the bliss and where our souls live. It's the origin, the beginning, and it contains all other effects. So in other words, it's the field. It holds the field. It's subtle, and it's beyond the finite. And Hara, Hare Sasa, Hare Hara Hara Hara, is creativity. So when you can't har, you create new opportunities, and har is given for the mantra for creativity and abundance. When you chant har and you connect with your creativity, then you open up opportunities for yourself. So it's a good, it's given for, money, hara. And so it has to do with weaving the denser frequencies of 3D, connecting with the divine to obtain the power of manifestation. So it's the tangible, the personal power. How we obtain that is with the sa and the hara. So these sounds are put together. So it's like a tantra. They call it tantrikar, the weaving together. Tantra is to weave together. And then it's the projection through the sound that makes the complete totality. So this is it's called a base mantra. So what Sisingkhap tells us is that adversity or karma melts before this mantra and creates the capacity of effective communication. So your words contain mastery and impact, and the mantra helps you conquer the wisdom of the past, present, and future, and brings peace and prosperity, even if it wasn't in your destiny. So this is the mantra. And after one of us, okay, looks like this is connected. So here we go. Okay, there we go.
Wherever you
are. The master just wanted to me to remind everybody too. He's transmitting right now. He's still transmitting, so he's saying just continue to breathe into his transmission as we listen and chant the mantra. Okay.
Hare 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 Thank you.
sa sa re sa 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 re sa 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 hare re har har hare re har har hare re har 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 sa re sa 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 re sa 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 re sa 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 hare re har har hare re har har hare re har 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 ra sa re sa 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 re sa 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 re sa 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 hare re har har hare har har hare re har 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 ra sa re sa sa
into this. We're just going to do a couple more minutes of offsets to push any imprints that may have surfaced through for you, and it's for the group. You don't have to know what you're meditating for, but just go into this last couple minutes.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Inhale. Sorry, I got lost in the meditation. I didn't realize we got disconnected. Okay, beautiful. I feel the portal really strongly. The transmission's coming through. Divinely energizing every cell in your whole body, connecting the soul, your divine self, with your physical body, free of any karma. All karmic patterns now dissolve. Beautiful. Exhale, let it go. Let it go. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Okay. All right. Now, would anybody like to share? Do I need to unmute everybody? Or star six, if you want, if I can't hear you. Hello? Okay, everybody's unmuted now. All right. Ha, ha, ha. It worked. I finally learned how to do something. Connect to the internet and mute and unmute the calls. Two things.
I'm
Yes,
thank you so much for that meditation. It really, really uplifted me, and it took a lot of a burden off of me today. Well, actually, for the past week, so I am very, very grateful for it. I would like all of you to put your thoughts on my dad. He is currently recovering from a mild stroke. He's home with me, but it has been a very challenging week for me since my last conversation with everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Betsy. We'll certainly hold you, Dad, and everything around you in this beautiful light we received today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mom, this is Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. Hey, where are you now?
I'm still in Houston. My brother passed away last week. I was with him. It was sad, but also very beautiful passing, and I'd like to thank everyone for your support, and I wondered if it would be okay, could we do some calls for him right now?
Definitely, absolutely. Okay, what's his name?
His name is Jay Miller, Jay.
Okay, a call for Jay. Here we go, everybody, and a calls are done continuously, so... So I'll start, but take a breath and go at your own pace. Inhale. And blessing for Jay on his journey back into reconnecting with the light of his soul, the light of the divine, for freedom and bliss and liberty. To Jay G. Miller, Wahiguru.
Wahiguru, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Satnam.
Satnam.
I just wanted to say sorry for your loss, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, we send you our heart love for and support and strength for what you've gone through, all the different layers of it, the sad layers and the relief layers.
Oh, thank you. And now I'm working with my family, so there's a lot of layers there.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like a little getaway, come to my house.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome to come up here. It's just as hot here as it is there, but it's much prettier.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my house too.
Beautiful. Would anybody else like to share anything? Our thoughts, feelings, reflections, experiences, requests before we complete for today?
That was very powerful. I just felt things going through like tingling waves. That was, I haven't had it that strong for a while. That was very cool. And I'm getting it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Linda. I felt that too. All the calls are good, but this seemed like a really especially powerful call. Sometimes there's just a certain alignment, I don't even know what it is, with the stars, with us, with the moment, and we get, like, really. I felt that he, thank you, sir. He's saying, okay, the angels and I are taking off now. Thank you, sir. I felt for whatever reasons, he just kept giving us, like, birth. Because sometimes, I don't know what it is, but it felt like what I was experiencing, he just kept, like, giving us these frequency bursts. So we got a lot of them today. That's what I was feeling.
Karen, this is Sharon. I just had to share because I've never shared before, but also because that on one of those bursts, I was practicing suspending my breath, and I actually succeeded, and I felt like I was floating, and I went for what felt like a really long time without breathing, and,
wow.
and then all of a sudden it felt like my soul entered my body, and I saw an image of an angel, and it was just so beautiful. I just felt so much joy, and I just had to share that because I wouldn't know how to suspend my breath if it weren't for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Sharon. I'm so happy you shared that. Yeah, great. Yeah, Sharon and I were in a class together week before last, very recently, and we practiced suspending the breath. So, wow, awesome, beautiful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sharon. All right. So, anybody else has anything to share? Otherwise, we'll complete for today. And the home play, shall we say, the opportunity for this week is the Sare Sasa. And to keep, Yogi Bhajan said to keep the chant going, you know, and just allow the process that we started today to really come into every cell of your body. So we'll work with that this week. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. It was really great being with you today, and I'll look forward to reconnecting very soon, and next week, and in every moment. I'll see you in the field, the etheric field.
Thank you. Thank you.
Satnam, love you all.
Satnam. Love you all.
Thank you.